Three people from the Madison Rafa Sister City Project just returned from a harrowing trip to Israel. They arrived just after a suicide bombing had occurred near the checkpoint they needed to pass through to get to Rafa, a city of 160,000 on the Egyptian border. Israeli authorities would only let one of them through. Jennifer Lowenstein says her Jewish name may have helped her get approval. At a church in Madison last night, Lowenstein showed slides of bulldozed houses and apartment buildings pocked with bullet holes in the city she hopes Madison will join hands with. At one point, she was shot at while touring the city with the mayor.
We walked right outside, as people do, to get into the truck, and when we did, there was a checkpoint off in the distance, and the soldiers on the checkpoint fired a round of machine gun bullets straight at us. It sounded like hailstones. They were coming right at the truck, at everything there, as everyone ducked back into the house, into the doorway of the house.
Lowenstein says such incidents are an everyday occurrence in Rafah. The Sister City Project has begun discussions with local social service groups that are treating children with post-traumatic stress disorder brought on by the almost constant low-level warfare. She says the 40% unemployment rate in the city has also caused a spike in domestic violence, and she met with a women's support group doing domestic violence prevention counseling. She says once Sister City ties are established with Rafah, Madisonians can play a more direct role in the Mideast peace process.
I think the more concrete our projects are with child sponsorship, with understanding the refugee situation, helping with medical supplies, building clinics there, getting people to come here and talk about it, I think that is very, very important. This is not a national thing. This is going beyond national boundaries. It's people to people. That is very, very important.
Eventually, the project hopes to bring Rafah city officials here for a visit and perhaps establish some scholarship programs to bring Rafah students to study in Madison. Gil Halstead, Wisconsin Public Radio.